Oh, fine. Now.
So for now, I'm going to probably dress this up. I can't tell if these rolls are just straight for me. Cool. Hi, team.
Okay, good lunch.
Okay, we're back for the conceptual design meeting. Let's get started. Okay, here's the agenda for today's meeting. We're gonna open it, and I'm gonna keep the minutes as project manager. I'm gonna make three presentations, one from each of you again. And then we are going to come to a decision on our remote control concepts, and we're gonna close it up. And we have 40 minutes again. And just to reiterate, after this meeting, the team will reach a decision on the concepts of the remote control. Okay. Let's go ahead and start off with your presentations. Who would like to go first? Courtney, would you mind starting us off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Trend watching?
Yeah. Okay, so trend watching. Since we do put the fashion electronics, it is kind of important how our product looks. So I guess we can go ahead and go to the next. So what they want right now, customers want fancy versus functional. Basically about 58% of what they like of the product that they want, describing like the in order of how much they want, 58% of the decision of what it should look like. Fancy versus functional. And then it has to also be technologically innovative and yet easy to use. So the customer basically is confused. They don't know exactly what they want. They want us to tell them.
They want everything.
Yes, exactly. So we can go next. Okay, so in Milan and Paris recently, the trends have been showing that clothing, shoes, and furniture are basically just covered with fruits and vegetable patterns. So I don't know if we want to go with that. And also the spongy feels in contrast to last year. I don't know really, I mean, I guess spongy could relate to the buttons if we want to, rather than like a hard clicky button that you find on like some mobiles and stuff. You'd want like a softer touch. I mean, do you guys know what I mean?
Right,
yeah. But as for the fruits and vegetable patterns, I don't know if we really want to go with that because it is just a trend. And our product, we want to stay around for much longer than just a few months.
Right,
because
people don't buy a new one.
Yeah, I mean, that could just be a spring thing right now.
I can address some of that issue, I think, with our presentation.
Okay, awesome. So design preferences, we need easy to read, like large buttons, clearly labeled. So that I mean, because we talked about that being a problem. And then also buttons illuminating upon touch. You said that in your design with the bulb. And that could also tie in with the color scheme. We need the Real Reaction logo and color scheme, obviously. That's one of our key goals. We want to promote our product. And I was thinking about different types of designs, and I came up with something actually right here. So what we could do is something like an old-fashioned telephone, like this, where we put the buttons around, like we put a big on-off button or something else in the middle. I mean, it could be the arrows or whatever for channel up and down, and then put the numbers around in like an old-fashioned dial shape, because that'll appeal to older generation and, like you said, retro. It's cool, so it's classically retro. So, I mean, that's just an idea, if you guys
like it. Okay.
And
ready for the next slide?
Yep, and that's it.
Which one is it?
I don't know. Interface concepts? No.
Interface concepts.
Either refresh it or oh wait, maybe I didn't put it in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Mine will always read copy of something from here.
Sorry?
I copied one before I sent it in.
There we go.
Looking at the interface concept is going to be mostly examples of possibilities of where we can go with this. If you want to start the next slide. Kind of, let's see, there's two possible ways. On the left, if you see on the sides of the remote, you have the sort of scroll down, so you have that option right there. And then also there's the idea of the base. That's sort of like an idea there. And then on the right, you have what's really big trend right now is the iPod. It's becoming really fast thing. And so you have this sort of very, very simplistic menu section with the round buttons. And it's sort of like you have both the kind of trendy and hip, but also very sleek and very simple, but technologically advanced. So if we want to do that, if we could find a way of sort of like using that idea in a remote control and sort of look into it. But anyway, next. There's the idea of like being able to do it by feel as well as by sight. You know, you're in the dark, you don't want to be looking at your remote control. And the picture particularly is pointing out, if you look at the top volume button, it's a V. And so you're kind of feeling a V, like volume up. What it really is a V, and what you think it is down, because it's the down arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like sort of quizzes, and you totally turn that the other way up. But then you could either do it by raised type, which could be, you know, iffy, sort of old-fashioned in a way.
Mm.
Either that or just have it by shape. For example, you have a specific triangular shape that you know you're looking at the up and down arrow, and then the round ones you sort of feel by, you know, this second one down, that sort of thing. So it's sort of looking into how we wanted to do it by feel. Okay. This is sort of an example of going for a certain demographic. This is particularly the geared towards children.
That's cute.
It's very cute. We could probably change it to yellow, bright yellow for like for the company logo. And you have the shape, so it's very simplistic and friendly looking. And then the other thing that it would be able to do is just to you program certain channels that only those children would watch. It's like they're watching on CBGs or something like that, keeping them away from other channels. So that's like another. These are three examples, sort of looking at it. You have the wider section for the main controls there. You can see how many buttons there are. And then on the left, you have an example of the round buttons and a simpler design. On the bottom, we probably wouldn't need that because it's more for like a DVD function, which we're not going to be using. So again, it's sort of like just giving you ideas. And then down at the bottom, you have the logos, and that's where you put the RR, real reaction. And then finally, these are like the sort of same examples, but also some more just possibilities that we could go with. None of them are particularly keen on, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like just taking aspects out of that and saying, well, out of this one, we like, you know, the round section. That will be like the button size on this.
Or I like, you know, the black finish or the silver finish.
Right.
I have four of those remotes.
Okay. Ready?
That's it.
Okay. Good job.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
What's the title?
It will be Copy of Component Design.
Yeah.
So basic remote operation runs as follows. Press button makes connection with the power source and the rest of the circuit. Chip senses the connection. Chip produces a Morse code infrared signal specific to that button. So you press the button, it produces a signal that's encoded specifically for that button. transistors amplify that signal and it goes to the TV's sensor, which interprets the signal and responds accordingly, changes channel, etc. So, that being said, next slide, please. Findings, which were the required materials for the basic internal construction. So, all the really simplistic functions that we just discussed. We need rubber for buttons, aluminum for battery contacts, integrated circuit which consists of a diode, transistor, resonator, resistors, and a capacitor. All those basic things that make a circuit function. Fiberglass and thin copper wire to create the actual circuit board itself. An LED, which is a light-emitting diode. Contact discs for the buttons, plastic for the casing, and a power source, whatever power source we've actually determined we want. Next slide, please. Personal preferences. To save money for the components, the remote should be mass-produced, and basic materials should be bought en masse. If we find another company who can produce the required chips, casing, LED, any additional materials we decide we require at a less expensive rate than we ourselves are producing, we should go for it. Next slide, please. Just talking to the manufacturing division, they suggested power options, solar cells, hand dynamo, and kinetic power, so you shake it and increases the power. I'm not sure how the hand dynamo works, they have to get back to me on that. So, next slide, please. Suggested casing options. Okay, we can offer options for casing such as straight curved, double curved, you know, very specific to the customer. Options for materials, plastic, rubber, titanium, wood. I don't think anyone's going to go for a wood one.
That would be amazing, though, yeah. No, splinters would.
Certain restrictions do apply here, though. Latex, you can't do solar power with a latex one. So if they want soft, squishy rubber, they can't have a solar powered option. Double curved, you can't
what
do
is
titanium.
That?
That would be two curvatures, so it would actually, if you, the shape of your hand, you curve here and you curve here. Mm-hmm. So you could have two curves that match the shape of your hand to make it more comfortable to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you wanted that, you can't do titanium. And suggested functions for the buttons, scrolling function could be very beneficial to us instead of actual buttons themselves. I think I have one more slide. Nope, I didn't. The manufacturing division also has said that they have several types of chips and they've just developed a sample sensor or sample speaker chip, which we could utilize. Push button requires a simple chip, and scroll requires a more complicated chip. So, depends on what we decide we want to do. In addition to that, if we're offering all those different options to the customer for producing their remote, we're going to have multiples of each type, like a double curved in rubber. You know, each option should have a certain select number produced with all those options. So we'll have to mix it up and make sure we produce enough of everyone. But that could also drive up the price of the actual remote itself if they know that we only produced 5,000, you know,
right,
double curved wooden remotes.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you for those informative presentations. Let's go back to, now we have to make some decisions.
Let me just add one more thing that I couldn't say before,
sure,
and that's just that this new technology that they've developed on the voice recognition.
The thing we were talking about earlier.
Right. Except it's sort of odd, and I'm not exactly sure why they're explaining it in the way they are. There's a sample sensor, and there's a sample speaker unit. Or, so you would say, like, good morning, coffee maker, and it would respond, good morning, Joe. But I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work, because do you program, do we program the responses and the questions? Does that mean that the user then has to ask the specific question and can't change it in order for it to be recognized, or can it be altered in a certain way, or does the actual user program it to say channel needs this?
Yeah, like using the menu to be like, enter your name into the screen, like on the menu option, so that way the remote reads it.
So it's got memory, and so you program it, so it's sort of iffy.
Right.
That's what you say.
I feel like voice recognition would be, I don't know, It would be too hard to really, I mean, we
Probably.
could do it, but.
If it's within our price to get that kind of chip that we're,
Technology.
you know, technology.
Well, we are making the chip.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I guess we have to look at what our production cost is for the chip itself.
And it is a growing trend, the higher technological, like the, I mean, just like the more advanced it is,
Yeah.
the better it'll sell.
I thought offering some of those options for different materials that it could be made of, different, you know. I think we'd have to decide on the power options, maybe, and
Yeah,
see what
'cause we
we
need to
could
know how
use
big it's
those.
gonna be and
Yeah.
how heavy.
Okay, that kind of brings us to this. Let's see if
Okay.
we can decide what kind of energy source we want to have first and foremost. Do we want to go for batteries or a stand like the one that we saw illustrated earlier?
Oh, the base, yeah.
The base, the charging base
I almost
that
feel like
recharges
first I wanna
batteries.
know what it looks like before. Because if it's something really, really small, then it's sort of harder to imagine a base for it. That was quite a substantial size sort of standing up.
Yeah,
Well.
and we don't have multiple things that it has to control. It just has to control the TV. It's not going to be a huge universal remote.
We need to decide, well, so we can figure out how big it's gonna be, like
What size
exactly
battery
what
we need.
buttons we want and
Well,
exactly.
the other thing is, like, even if it's got a few buttons, we
It
want it
could
to
be
be
like
bigger than
this.
this.
Yes. I well
Because it still fits in your hand, so you still want it something that's comfortable and substantial, but not necessarily filled with buttons.
This one is really comfortable. Like I like the sides or whatever
Yeah, it would
because
look easier.
but if we have the locator, then we don't have to worry about that.
That's true.
So we can make it small if we have like a locating device.
We do a voice-activated locator, though. We're gonna be looking at a more substantial chip. So.
That's the other thing, it's like, you know, what are we gonna have certain chips that are gonna require a bigger size, period?
Two double A's for the size.
But like, you know, if we get more complicated, then it's gonna have to
Right.
be bigger to just accommodate the chip size.
Honestly, I think the customer would be kind of irritated by the fact that it has a base if we did do a nice small compact.
Right. I
Yeah.
agree. It's either gonna be bigger with a base or smaller
Smaller
with
with a,
just
yeah.
a battery like
Yeah.
this guy. All right, so what direction do you want to go in? Do you want to vote?
I think if we had a locating device with a small one, I think that seems way more advanced.
I'm kind of leaning in the direction of
Away
this
from
kind of
the base.
bigger and a
Yeah.
base. That just seems clunky and
Yeah, because I mean, if even looking at cell phones right now, those trends, the smaller,
Smaller and
the
smaller, yeah.
hotter it
That's
is,
true.
yeah.
Okay.
The only problem with that is you forget to take it out of your pocket and it goes in the wash.
Oh.
You're kidding.
You know, it happens.
Yeah.
Hands-free watches go that way too.
Oh,
Ouch.
watches are different. I've never washed a
A
cell phone.
phone, whoa, that would, wow. That would hurt.
Okay,
This is
so what
different.
kind of material do you want?
Well, we have lots of options. I don't think wood is a viable
Yeah, wood.
option.
No.
Well,
Oh, what did
titanium.
you. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying the titanium, if we're being restricted, then I'm probably leaning away from that.
Yeah, because if it's going to cost us more to produce a chip, titanium would be more expensive.
Right.
However,
what would you recommend?
Yeah.
Well, we only want to sell it for €25, right?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking if we wanted to get the high-end market, then
Yeah,
you could produce a few in titanium, make them a rarity,
Sell
sort
it
of
for
We could
cheap.
do that because all our research shows that people are definitely willing to spend more.
Are we restricted by this?
Well, the
I
original.
25
I think we
years.
should just focus on one design and one concept right now. I'm not sure that we'll have the time and money to produce a whole array of remotes. If this was a successful remote, we might then produce a higher-end version of it, I think.
Good plan.
Good plan.
Okay, so we want to go for plastic, or what would you recommend for materials?
Honestly, I'd recommend, like, since we're going with batteries instead of solar power, I'd recommend maybe a soft latex. Because we could produce, you know how cell phones have those overlays that you can change the color? We could do
Oh.
one that fits in with the trends of the year. So, because this year is all fruit, God knows
Yeah,
why,
who knows?
you could do a cherry cover for this year, and then if next year is stripes or solids, you know.
Okay.
So you're talking about like when it leaves our sales room, and it's all gonna be cherry colored, or is it gonna be the kind of thing where people come back
where we could like take off the
cases
and buy the extra case
if they wanted. I think it's good to sell a basic thing and then sell.
So we could do like a hard base plastic.
Yeah.
And we could give the two latex covers to start.
Yeah, because the soft latex definitely is squishy. That's in. Well, I mean squishier than like.
Right.
Yeah, just a hard plastic.
Okay, and what kind of chip would we need for this guy?
How complicated? Are we gonna go with the voice activated?
I don't think we should do voice. I think we should just do the recognition for when it's lost. You know, could we? Yeah.
Because I don't. What type of? Yeah, for voice activation, would it be like a certain term? What would we say? Like. Because people could just be talking and we don't want it going off all the time.
Right.
So.
Well, we could give it a specific code, you know, remote missing.
Ooh. See, I'm strangely attracted to it because I know that's, it's definitely going to be big because it's, I don't know, it's
well,
just so high tech.
My little sister got, for Christmas, she got one of those key finders, it's like a key ring, and you have to whistle in a certain frequency for it to work.
Yeah, see that?
And then
just
she would laugh and it would start going off in her purse and you couldn't turn it off.
Oh,
okay.
Then maybe voice.
Okay.
Maybe voice activation
so
won't be good.
Key phrase is much better.
Okay. All right, but it's not going to be voice activated in the fact that you would say channel up and it would work, right?
Yeah, no. We just want it to be a finder.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. But can the department make.
That would be like a mid class.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant, then.
So we don't actually have to go for. Well, if they've just developed a sample sensor, sample speaker, it's a brand new chip, why not introduce it in this way?
Yeah, good point.
And what size batteries? AA, AAA?
I think AAA. It'll be lighter.
Two?
I mean, more.
Two.
More come in a package.
I think, well, we could do two. We could do one small lithium, because you know the lithium batteries are doing quite well in most other electronic products, right? So they're more widely available now, and they also have a longer battery life than most batteries.
They're more expensive though too.
But if you only have to replace it every 5 years,
that's a good
point.
Why is your solar with it?
Well, how about an initial? You get one battery when you buy it.
Right.
I'm pretty
That's
sure
what
we can get them.
We could think about it and come back to it next meeting
yeah.
with someone we're meeting.
Right. Okay. So we've covered that first category. User interface concept. Meaning design?
Yeah, what's it gonna look like?
Okay. I kind of like your idea about the retro phone dial and that the central button could have maybe our logo on it. It might be the four-way scroll too.
Yeah, it could be whatever.
Yeah.
As long as there's something big in the middle, because like the old phones, there's like that just like piece of metal or like a picture or something in the middle.
The issue with that is if it got too big though. So if you have the circle and the button in the middle, then is it going to get wider than
that's true.
Your hands are? Because, and then would the buttons be too small if it was enough to fit on it?
Good point.
In the sample ones that you showed us, there was one that had the scroll buttons on the side.
Yeah.
Which I think if we make it curved like a hand, like a handshape, like if we put the scroll button on the side,
oh, I see.
That could be particularly useful.
I think so.
So scroll buttons on the side and then buttons on the top? But we definitely, if we have scroll things on the side, we definitely have to have them labeled.
Mm.
Yeah. Like on the side of it.
Down.
If it's just up and down.
But is that for
volume or channel?
Which?
I don't know.
Well, you could do some on both
sides.
Can we?
Yeah. We should probably make it that you have to depress it to activate it then.
Yeah.
So that you can
that's squishy.
Just
that's
it
squishy.
And going like this,
well,
you know?
The other option is instead of a scroll, you just
have
the
buttons
up on the side.
Mm-hmm.
On the side.
Yeah. Maybe that.
Any other ideas?
What color?
Oh, yeah. Latex covers.
We have to make sure that the logo always sticks out when we put the latex cover on, so we'll have to like have a little square or something. So that the logo
sort of
available.
Like having the, a yellow strip at the bottom with the RR like that.
Yeah.
Also the bottom of it.
I think maybe we should do it on a button itself though, because people are able
Which
to
button?
Change the covers. I don't know, maybe the on off button, something. Some the menu button, I don't know. But you know, if we're gonna put our company logo on there and somebody could just get another one, are they all gonna have our company logo on them? Every cover?
Yeah, I don't think we should do that because that would just be icky.
Yeah.
So I think maybe putting it on a button is probably a good idea.
If we want it to be visible and are all of those ones that you showed where they were silver metallic looking?
Yeah.
But those are plastic, right?
Yeah.
They're not titanium. I kind of like that look. But, or if
for
it was really,
one?
Yeah, for the base. Or if we're going for the retro look, I think like a really shiny black would be cool.
Yeah, or like a gunmetal gray, because then it combines the silver and the black.
Yeah, gunmetal gray.
I'm just really wary of putting anything on a button.
Why?
What's
yeah, buttons wear
well,
off.
Well, then what's the button do, and how do you know that that is what the button does? I guess. Just looking at examples, you just don't ever see the logo on a button. It's always on the actual casing.
Right.
Hmm.
There's nothing saying that we have to put the logo in the front.
Well, we want it to be seen.
Visible.
We need it to be seen.
Because if it was only on the back, really the only time you're going to see it is
well,
when you drop it or when you're changing the battery.
The other option is, I don't know if you can see it, it's like it's...
I can find it again.
Yeah. It's like the second to last slide.
And yours was called...
Interface? Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
No, for some reason I can't get it to just go to that slide directly.
Okay, it's the very right one. See at the bottom, it's kind of difficult to see, but you have like a sort of division between the bottom, like where the logo is, and if we have the replaceable section, it's like the top. It doesn't necessarily replace the entire top.
Mm.
And so you have that one piece of space and the rest just sort of clips in.
Okay. Yes.
You're envisioning it? And so that stays the same when you have the logo, and then you have this slip back kind of clips in, and that's the bit that changes.
Okay.
The only problem is we're using a latex overlay, so that it actually would go over top of everything and then holds for the buttons. So I was thinking maybe instead of doing that, what we could do is leave a space for where the logo should be.
Yeah,
like a little cutout.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, you know, like a cell phone, it's like the screen.
Right.
It's always just left open. And so what, are we going to do it with bright yellow and the RR?
Yeah. Some of the
see anything that they liked in?
Well, some of those buttons are blue based. Well, a lot of those buttons are blue based. Well, kind of. And then if we do have them illuminate upon contact, they can illuminate yellow.
Yeah, I like that.
Like if we like the one all the way on the left, you can see it on your computer better.
Mm-hmm.
Where the button is actually blue, but the number itself is clear or white or whatever. So if you pressed it, it would illuminate yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have blue and yellow. For the touch
oh,
buttons.
Like
yeah.
Yellow illumination maybe. Pretty good. Okay. Any other ideas or thoughts? We all seem to be fairly in agreement about when we're doing this project, so.
Yeah.
Can we finalize what buttons are included, which is something that we said before?
I think there will be time for that later, I'm guessing. Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up. Next meeting is going to start in 30 minutes. And here's what we're each of us going to do. The ID is going to be the look and feel design, the UID, the user interface design. I think you're going to get a lot of, I mean, the finest sandwich, but mistake, but we'll all talk about it, but I think that's pretty much what you're gonna do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're gonna do some product evaluation. Okay, and right now, the ID and UID, you two are going to work together on a prototype using modeling clay.
Great. Later.
Yeah? Okay, and you shall be getting an email pretty soon. All right. Thank you for a very productive meeting.
Cool.